Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. This is episode 20, Motivating Yourself and Your Team During the Corona Pandemic. We have a worldwide pandemic. My name is Alexia Georgiou. I am a life coach and organizational management consultant. You can reach me at theresilientpathway.com. Email me, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's A-L-E-X-I-A @theresilientpathway.com. Please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929 at Arundel Mills. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We were ordered to shelter in place, only going out for essential needs. We have been instructed not to visit family and friends. This is unprecedented for our generation to have the worldwide pandemic. We are in crisis, and with crisis comes stress. We are afraid. It's okay that we are afraid. It's not some irrational fear. It's a validated fear of the unknown. When we study positive psychology, one thing that's at the forefront is we do what we can with what we can control, and then the rest of it, we let it go. Now, right now, being proactive and doing what we can is probably here, and then the unknown that's out of our control is right here. And every day with the news, with the decisions that our government leaders are making, we have to shift and change. So change management comes into play. Many people are being laid off. And those of us who are working, most of us are working from home. I have spoken with several professionals. They are in the office. However, the public does not come in. I know we have some business to take care of at the bank later on this week. They said they would have the forms and we could go through the drive-through. So accommodations are being made. These are huge adjustments. What is this going to look like once we get through this time, come out on the other side? There's going to be a new normal, and we really cannot define what that is going to look like. So there's constant change now, and then integrating back to a normal state will be another shift. We just can't go back to where we were. Employees have been instructed mostly to work from home. Many companies have said, we will reimburse you for what you need to buy to work from home. Twitter, I think they said the computer, the chair, everything will reimburse you. So what's that going to look like when we have acclimated to this new work environment? Are we going to be instructed to go back to an office building? How will employees feel with that? You know, feel about that, and how are we going to be motivated? Also, this present time, how motivated are we? And so the stressor of this pandemic and having our needs met, as well as adjusting to a new work setting. So families are in the same home. Maybe one person has been laid off, that's affected the finances. And then maybe another person is working and their children, the children are now being homeschooled. How do we manage all of that? There's an excellent article by PC Magazine, 20 things that we need to do to adjust to working at home. I suggest that you Google it. One of the things that they noted was take a sick day. Even though we're working from home, take a sick day. Companies are stepping out and they are providing generous sick leave for employees who are affected by the COVID-19 crisis. One that I have seen highlighted on social media by the employees, our largest employer in the United States of America is Walmart. And I have seen their employees on social media say they're treating us well. They are asking us if we feel okay. They're encouraging us to go home if we're sick, and there is sick leave. Now, I was in my local Walmart because I was looking for things to start my garden. That just helps me to dig in the dirt and be productive in that way to grow some herbs and vegetables. So I was there, and the assistant manager was there with an associate, and we started talking because they closed the entrance and there were no people there. And he told me, even though the other side of the store was very busy, they've taken a hit when it came to gardening. And if you are in the Northern Hemisphere, especially in the South, this is the time that we should be planting the bulbs, some of the wildflower seeds, a lot of the vegetables. I was even able to find tomato plants, and it's a little early to plant them, but I found them, and I was glad that I found them, and I was buying them. And so he was sharing, okay, we've taken a hit. Then we started talking about the working conditions, and he told me about profit sharing, how when Walmart does well, they're now giving a percentage of that profit to the associates. The associate told me that he had worked for Walmart, left, and came back, and he felt cared for. And they did validate the point that there is plenty of sick time and that they want their employees to go home if they're feeling sick. So that's wonderful work culture. And I wanted to highlight that because I think Walmart, we think negatively, there's just a connotation, and they're really handling this crisis very well. And we are getting what we need. Aren't they working just 24/7 to make sure that we have everything we need in terms of food and supplies and even for gardening? So when we're thinking of change management, the number one thing that's going to drive our strategy is culture. And what we see companies having to do is pay attention to the needs of the employees. So those who are the golden standard of organizational culture and academia, business schools are teaching, put the employee first. Then when the employee is engaged and productive and has high morale, they will treat the customers well. And then that will bring huge financial returns. And it will be profitable in many more ways. The employees and the customers will tell your story organically. So the marketing budget may not have to be so high because there's just such a good reputation. So think of Chick-fil-A. They have a fantastic reputation, and there's a reason for that. And they get amazing business because of the reputation they have of how they treat their employees. So how do we create strategy for change management and focus on culture? When teams are rooted with cohesive culture strategies, they propel forward in times of stress. So we need to create competencies today that drive the strategies of our business. Culture is the driving force for leading your teams in unity with the following virtues: humility, vulnerability, and gratitude for one another's talents. So a team, working together, and leadership communicating. How do we do this? We remove job dissatisfaction by clearing the obstacles. So every day things are shifting and changing and there are obstacles. So how do we identify those obstacles within our team and make actionable plans to remove the obstacles? Then we don't just remove something, we also create. So we're promoting job satisfaction, being proactive by providing motivation. So think of this, that we remove job dissatisfaction and promote job satisfaction. How do we motivate people? In these times of stress, validate, communicate and validate. We are all afraid. And what do we do when we're afraid? We face it with courage and we do what is in our control to solve problems. And we support one another. As human beings, we have thoughts and we have emotions. And so it's really important to pay attention to those parts of ourselves and our team. So motivation, when we know that we're cared for, that just naturally motivates us. And that is human behavior. We want to remove negative emotion of leading with fear. When the economic crisis happened in 2008, and there were decisions to be made, employees were hearing by one leader, we don't have enough, so you need to scale back. That affected them. They were hearing from another leader in another company, we will be all right, we have a plan in place. Now, this leader made some decisions through a purchase of a property that was based on leasing it to another company and then taking equity out to take care of the current needs. That was very risky. And however, it created confidence in the team because those timely decisions were made. And all of our risk tolerance is very different, especially when we don't know what's going to happen. But what history has proven is that everything's going to be okay. And so mindset and keeping our mind rational. So we're not making decisions out of fear. And it's okay to feel the fear and to have those trusted advisors around us and to regulate that and bring it back to the rational emotions so we can think clearly. So we want to lead with timely decisions that make sense, that are not out of fear. We want to promote positive emotion by fostering an environment for the team to focus and increase productivity with hope. So there will be a future. Now, there are certain companies that have had to close and they have said, we will not be coming back. So they realistically looked at what was happening and they made that decision. Several restaurants in our area did that. They said, we're closing for good. There are other companies who have said, no, we're going to provide curbside service. So they've adapted. And our local chamber here in Knoxville has a resource where the businesses can go and say, this is how we've adapted. This is how we are serving the community currently. And so supporting those small businesses is really key during this time that they're serving us with takeout, delivery, and the curbside service. And so promoting positive emotion, we just want to be authentic and realistic with what is happening in real time. So maybe we thought we would be able to keep a department going and then that shifts. So we want to communicate that and communicate it in person. So that looks virtual right now, but it's really important for the leader to step up and communicate like never before. Now we hear this from business schools that communicate. And at this time of crisis and stress, it cannot be emphasized more. So that's why it's really important for us as human beings. We need to hear our leaders from the government telling us, giving us updates of what's happening, because that consoles us. Even though we have differences and we get emotional about the different politics, but it's important. There's a reason why our leaders are on the TV communicating with us, and we need to do that with our teams. We need to do that with our families, as leaders of our families. Think about the children. The children have had to adjust to homeschooling. So we hear a lot about the parents adjusting, and not only adjusting from working to working at home, and then working at home, homeschooling the children and supervising them and trying to have some kind of boundary system. And you can't have visitors, so it's not like you can have a babysitter come take care of them. So that really limits the resources. We have to be very creative. What about the children? So lead the children with confidence that we will get through this and everything's going to be okay. Definitely promoting positive emotion, watching our time on social media and TV. I know we all know this. It's another thing to practice it. So we want to promote focusing on the positive as much as possible. And this will naturally increase productivity, and we need to have hope for a future. Encourage, motivate, and inspire by communicating the direction that we're going. So when we communicate the vision, people feel encouraged, that motivates, and inspires. So the vision may shift, and that's okay. And what we said yesterday may be changing today. That is so understandable during this time. So it's okay to say, okay, let's just be real. This is what we were facing yesterday. This is what we're facing today. Get the team's feedback as much as possible and see what can be realistically integrated in that vision. Practice participative management with an environment of safety psychologically. So the team giving the feedback, feeling safe to do that. Now, in a time of crisis, when we're increasing the communication, people are fearful. They're talking about that fear. They're feeling the fear. It's important to note that emotions have contagion. And to contain those emotions, we need to be involved with that process and participate with, okay, we're all afraid, yes, and what are we going to do about it? Because this is a work setting. And even in a family, in a community, in a government, we are saying, yes, we validate this. These are very real feelings and needs, and this is what we can do about it right now. And let us look at the other needs. Now, every employee, every member of the team, every member of the community has specific stressors, whether it's being sick themselves or having a sick family member, financial loss. We just had a tornado in Nashville decimate Cookeville, took out a lot of people's homes, and people lost their lives. And so they haven't even had a chance to recover from that. So their needs are very different than an employee who got laid off and has a home at this time. And so listening, what are those needs? We want to create that environment of safety to validate that, yes, that is important. And so we all feel safe to talk about the struggles that we're having and the obstacles, so we can help clear those obstacles. Providing regular feedback is important for the team. So we want to have individual conversations with team members. This is the way to walk the floor. So we see virtual Zoom meetings where the groups are meeting in team meetings. What about having a one-to-one Zoom meeting with members of the team. And just on a regular basis, whatever interval that we decide to have check-ins. So we do get that feedback that maybe that team member didn't want to share in front of everyone. And to really listen relationally and to share some things about our own lives to make it more real that we're struggling as well. It's easier to do one-on-one than it is a big group because we're reflecting with one another when we're communicating one-on-one, and up to 2/3 of communication is nonverbal. I was recently in Rio for a milestone birthday that I had, and there were a few times that I rode the bus. Now, the bus in Rio is not geared for tourists. So the bus drivers and many of the locals do not speak English. So there were times when I was communicating and they were communicating, and so Portuguese and English, somehow we communicated, and there may have been one or two people on the bus who spoke English that just jumped in and helped. They are the kindest people. And they're very expressive. And with my background being Greek, I'm expressive as well. So we were able to, with our hands and our gestures, communicate when there wasn't so much English. And they were able to tell me where the stops were, because the buses don't tell you at all where the stops are. They just drive and people just know where to get off. So I really needed help. And I was not holding my cell phone out because robbery rates are so high. And so that stressed the situation some. I had to make decisions. And you're thinking, well, why didn't you Uber? I did not Uber because for the first time in my life, I had a bad experience taking Uber from the airport where I got circled around and then the meter stayed on while, you know, after I was dropped off. And so my confidence level in even taking a taxi was shaken. So, but it was a fun experience communicating with nonverbals and just identifying and realizing that about humanity, that we can communicate. It's not just what we say. So just know that in, especially in those individual conversations, we're all picking up on what not is, is not being said, and we are very smart and we can pick up on what's not being spoken, especially when one and one doesn't equal two. So we want to be as authentic as possible to communicate what is happening, because as people will figure it out, and it affects our trust level. Also, we want to provide feedback as to the work, because how do we know what the engagement is going to be when there's so many distractions and it's a huge adjustment? And so we want to provide the validation and even share for ourselves the challenges that we are having and what's working best for us, and offer resources. So this resource, the PC Magazine, the 20 things that we can do to adjust to working from home, that's an example. So gathering a list of resources to empower our team, how to address what's happening. And we want to ask, what's the most important thing that you're working on in terms of the assignments that we have given you? How can I help you make that successful today? That way we're involved and we're looking at what the priority is. So definitely we want to give the directive of what to do and how can we be helpful. More today than ever, those one-to-one conversations and providing feedback is really important because we don't see each other. And we don't know how we're doing unless we get that feedback. And we feel psychologically safe with feedback. We want to have a culture and to hire for that culture. So I know we're not hiring now. And this may be a challenge. You know, what people are made of comes out during a crisis. So when I get frazzled and I'm anxious, then my weaknesses will come out. And it's really important for me to apply my strengths during that time. I use Gallup Strength Finder. That really helps me. Okay, when I'm flowing in life and things are going well, these are my natural top strengths. So when I'm anxious and I forget and I'm not applying those strengths, how can I apply those natural character strengths that I have? And so we need to help each other with that. And we need to have a culture where we're focused on the strengths. So when things get really tough, we can remind one another of those strengths. Have you tried doing this? Just to remind one another, because I noticed that that works for you, that's helped you in the past. Do you remember that time and bring up a scenario? That helps us, because when we're overwhelmed and stressed, we forget. And we need one another for that reminder. So what does our culture look like? This is the time to give clear communication and flexibility and to trust, to have check-ins, to give feedback, and not to micromanage, because that'll stress us out and the team out. So how do we do that? It's taking a higher degree of trust. And so definitely we need to keep an eye on ourselves and on those weaknesses and how our own anxieties could come out, and to keep ourselves accountable in a higher way than we ever had, because that will affect our team, it will affect our family and loved ones. And definitely right now we have to keep it positive to have positive outcomes for our business, to keep the engagement, the morale going. So we want to also communicate the organizational values and live them in front of the team. And we want to lead with our head and our heart. It's really important right now to have that balance, to be rational and caring. There are studies on love at work, and that may sound funny. There's a Psychology Today article with this study. So just Google Psychology Today, love at work. There's a great resource where there were studies done with healthcare providers in assisted living facilities where the employees, when they felt cared for, there were positive outcomes, not only for the patients, but also for the patients' families. So that is a great read. There's a lot in that. So leading with our head and leading with our heart. Research proves that that increases employee engagement, productivity, and decreases absenteeism. So we want to create these culture competencies in ourselves and our team to drive the strategy of the organization. This is an adjustment in change management, and when we're talking about strategy, is to move with culture competencies of putting employees first, caring, being rational, and identifying the needs and addressing them as they occur, making timely decisions with confidence. So there are studies that show the personalities of leaders, and they can't really pinpoint personality with culture. However, they can say when a leader is decisive and moves and innovates as things are changing, especially technology changes quickly, people have respect for that. They may not understand or agree with some of the changes, but they respect that those changes are being made and that there's a forward momentum to have hope that there will be a positive outcome for the organization as we are rolling with the changes. That's just excellent culture. Finally, we as human beings, and this is human behavior, we want equity. We want to be treated fairly and equal to others. So we want to reduce inequity and we want to foster unity for the good of the organization. Remember that cohesive teams increase performance during stress. In cases where individuals and poorly led teams panic. So the takeaway today is, how do we build and grow the cohesion in our team? How do we create that in our family? Because more than ever, what's happening in our family is directly affecting our work. And so we want to think cohesion, unity, because that is when we increase our performance and thrive as human beings. And when we are individuals acting just alone, or we're not being led with good communication and healthy culture, then we're going to panic. And this is a time we all need one another. One of the statistics is that 1 in 11 human beings worldwide, during a recent study, stated that they felt like there was no one who cared for them. So just think about your neighborhood. Think about your place of work. Think about your team. 1 in 11 is the statistic. Loneliness kills. We are already seeing an increase in child abuse, children age 4 and under going to the emergency room. And doctors and nurses are saying we expected this, but not so quickly. We're already seeing suicide. Just a man jumped off the balcony in New York City. So we need to remember with our families, community, teams, that loneliness kills, and that when we're extra stressed, we're going to act in ways that we wouldn't normally act towards our children, towards our team, towards one another. So we need to take care of ourselves. Let's be reminded on the airplane, who puts the oxygen mask on first? We put the oxygen mask on ourselves so we can take care of others. And they even tell us with little children, first, put the oxygen mask on ourselves. So whatever we need to do to take care of our own needs and to have a calm, rational presence, that takes priority, because that will drive everything that we do and the effect that we have on those who we lead. I want to thank you for joining me today, and may we all have healthy, happy, resilient change management.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country, with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. I am a life coach and organizational management consultant with Culture. Please contact me today to schedule a time for your own coaching, and I can also provide Zoom trainings for you and your team. Reach me at alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's A-L-E-X-I-A @theresilientpathway.com. Thank you for listening. Please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast today.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.